Chapter 5. The Yellow Horse of Crooksbury. In those simple times there was a great wonder and mystery in life. Man walked in fear and solemnity, with heaven very close above his head, and hell below his very feet. God's visible hand was everywhere, in the rainbow and the comet, in the thunder and the wind. The devil too raged openly upon the earth. He skulked behind the hedgerows in the gloaming. He laughed loudly in the nighttime. He clawed the dying sinner, pounced on the unbaptized babe, and twisted the limbs of the epileptic. A foul fiend slunk ever by a man's side, and whispered villainies in his ear, while above him there hovered an angel of grace who pointed to the steep and narrow track. How could one doubt these things, when pope and priest and scholar and king were all united in believing them, with no single voice of question in the whole wide world? Every book read, every picture seen, every tale heard from nurse or mother, all taught the same lesson. And as a man traveled through the world his faith would grow the firmer, for go where he would there were the endless shrines of the saints, each with its holy relic in the center, and around it the tradition of incessant miracles, with stacks of deserted crutches and silver votive hearts to prove them. At every turn he was made to feel how thin was the veil, and how easily rent, which screened him from the awful denizens of the unseen world. Hence the wild announcement of the frightened monk seemed terrible, rather than incredible to those whom he addressed. The abbot's ruddy face paled for a moment, it is true, but he plucked the crucifix from his desk, and rose valiantly to his feet. "Lead me to him," said he. "How me the foul fiend who dares to lay his grip upon brethren of the holy house of Saint Bernard. Run down to my chaplain, brother. Bid him bring the exorcist with him, and also the blessed box of relics, and the bones of Saint James from under the altar. With these and a contrite and humble heart we may show front to all the powers of darkness." But the sacrist was of a more critical turn of mind. He clutched the monk's arm with a grip which left its five purple spots for many a day to come. "Is this the way, to enter the abbot's own chamber, without knock or reverence, or so much as a "pax vobiscum," said he sternly. "You were wont to be our gentlest novice, of lowly carriage in Gutenberg edition." End of chapter.